USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General William Barr is set to face a contempt of Congress resolution. Now, this is the latest escalation in the showdown over the release of the Mueller report. Republican Congressman from Georgia, Doug Collins, reminds Democrats,
this is 12 times, I'll put it in perspective for you, Harris, they're doing this 12 times faster than the Republicans held Eric Holder in contempt. Over 460-something days before the Republicans held Eric Holder in contempt for not complying with subpoenas, we're looking at less than 43 days here.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was in Finland meeting Monday with his Russian counterpart. America's top diplomat says Russia is expected to stay out of Venezuela.
I made clear our view that the Venezuelans deserve a democracy that is doesn't have any foreign party running their country or involved in their country on a consistent basis in a military way.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrim for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The UK celebrates a royal birth, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Husband and new dad, Prince Harry, confirming the arrival outside of Windsor Palace Monday morning, saying that the boy weighs 7 pounds, 3 ounces.
It's been the most amazing experience I could ever possibly imagine. How any woman does what they do is beyond comprehension.
The child is the seventh in line to the British throne, and it's Queen Elizabeth II's eighth great-grandchild.
A new Gallup poll show President Trump's job approval rating sitting at 46%. That's a new high for the president. His previous Gallup poll high was 45%. The national survey was conducted April 17th to April 30th. And a final look at your numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow was down 66 points to close at 26,438. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Search and rescue crews have recovered the body of a third employee killed at an explosion at a silicone plant in Waukegan, Illinois. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the story.
Search and rescue personnel are recovering the body of a third employee killed in the explosion and fire at a silicone plant in Waukegan, Illinois. One more body is believed to still be in the debris. Fire Marshal Stephen Lindsay.
This is by no means over until we've located all victims. We will still be working in conjunction with the private demolition extrication crew, and the coroner's office is hand in hand with us in there every minute.
It's still not clear what caused the blast, which was felt for miles around. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Passengers are telling their stories of what it was like to be on board a chartered 737 airliner when it slid off a runway and into a river on a Florida military base.
It started getting a little more turbulent, and without notice, we kind of just felt like a thud, and then it was just a loud, loud collision. It was a loud impact. It was a big impact.
That's passenger Darwin Silva. Now, 143 passengers were on board, but no one was killed or seriously injured. The plane attempted to land at a naval air base in Jacksonville when it happened. And finally, it was back on this date in 1941 when Bob Hope did his first USO show before an audience of servicemen as he broadcast his radio program from Marshfield in Riverside, California. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.